It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. So I'm reading this article, fascinating article. It's all about population growth. You know, the projections show like an extra 10 billion people in Africa by 25 years from now, an extra 20 billion in Europe. According to these projections, we will run out of water like in 4 continents. If people will die, there'll be not enough food. So I wouldn't sweat the climate change so much. That'll be like a little two-day head cold compared to this other thing. Hey, with us right now, Mark Levine. He's a constitutional lawyer. He's a radio and TV host. Says here, fiery liberal. They're all fiery. You never see a liberal that says, well, whatever you think. He wants to talk about all of this, and we always love having him on. Mark Levine, how you doing?
It's my pleasure to be here, Mark. We have non-fiery liberals, trust me.
Who? You never see a liberal.
Alan Combs is not a very fiery liberal.
Yes, he is.
Oh, no, he's
not. Oh, my God.
He's very calm.
He has never said the words, huh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Well, that's different. Then he wouldn't be a liberal.
Well, he's, a nice, gentle,
right.
Smiling.
Not fiery.
But they never learn. They never give up. But, you know, it's interesting. Like, you look at Rudy Giuliani comes to New York. His broken windows policing theory gets rid of the crime in New York. It's unbelievable. It
gets
works.
Gets rid of the crime in New York.
Yeah.
Really, there's no more crime in New York.
Well, when I said get rid of it, brought it down 80%, 90% in some categories.
Yeah, the police putting Eric Garner in chokehold, killing him and not getting indicted. I guess that's what you folks like, right?
No, but remember, you always have one or two of those incidents everywhere, every year, forever, and you always will. That always happens.
Yeah, but the police weren't indicted. That's the thing. Not in Staten Island, but it's a different story. I know.
But you've changed the subject. Of course, in any profession, you know, you could find a vicious, ugly, incompetent, racist dentist in the world, but it's a millionth of 1% of them. Same thing with the cops, same thing with everything. But my point was, you see something that works beyond belief, you would think every city would immediately adopt it, but you get these liberal mayors, and nah, we're not going to do it. We don't want to do that. And they keep using the same stuff that never works.
Are we talking about climate change? Because I'm happy to talk about policing if you want.
Oh, okay, we'll talk about climate change. Let me ask a simple question. Now watch. Every climate change person, I ask them this question, they can't change the subject fast enough. We have exactly the same climate change on Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, and Venus.
But you know, we don't have human beings on Jupiter.
No, but that exactly. You back up my point. So in other words, that would improve. It's a solar pattern change. It's not man-made.
Really, really. Given that we have the hottest weather in the most carbon dioxide in our atmosphere in the last 800,000 years, given that the last 15 years, 14 have been the hottest on record, last year was the hottest on record, and given that the Arctic ice is melting even faster than the scientists originally predicted, and you see no problem.
No, what I'm saying is you have exactly the same change on Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, and Venus.
Not this fast.
Yeah, exactly the same climate change.
Over the course of millions of years?
Same exact change. That would indicate it's a solar pattern change and not man-made.
No, but you don't have that. You do not have, in a century, anything close to this kind of change.
You do on Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, and Venus, indicating it's a solar pattern change, not man-made.
No. Over millions of years on those other planets, in a century in America, we're going to have the sea level rise 1 to 4 feet this century. Last century, it rose 8 inches. The centuries before, it's negligible. I mean, that's a major, major change. That isn't something, yes, climate change over ice ages, over hundreds of thousands and millions of years. We've done it in a century. That's dramatic.
And you've had the exact same change on Jupiter, Pluto, Mars,
and
Venus.
Where do you get that?
Look it up. The same exact climate change.
Over millions of years, Mark.
In the recent climate change, same exact change on multiple planets, indicating it's a solar change, solar pattern,
over
not man-made.
Over a million years.
Not man-made. Hey,
not in 100 years.
I went back. You know what's really great? Take the movie Inconvenient Truth with Al Gore. Watch that today with all his predictions, where he said, 5 years from now, there'll be no more snow, no more winters. This was 6 years ago.
That.
Yeah, he
That's
did.
Not
watch
the movie. Come on.
Go watch. Go watch.
He never said in 5 years there'll be no more snow.
Oh, yeah.
That
you can
not
go,
in the movie.
Everybody out there, Google Al Gore, no more winters, no more snow. 1,000 articles will come up on it.
I'm Googling it now.
Oh, okay. We'll wait.
All right. Nope. Never said it.
Yes, he did say it.
No, he never said there'd be no more snow.
Yes, he did. He said there'd be no more winters in 5 years. The ice cap has grown. Remember in the movie he said there'll be no more polar ice cap?
Well, there almost is no more polar ice cap. That's true. Polar ice cap is dwindling very, very fast.
Growing, too, at the same time.
No, it only grows in the wintertime. In the summertime, it's almost gone, and it doesn't grow as fast as it was before. You can look, just ask anyone, look at the maps, look at the satellite images. It's hard to lie about those, and look at the global ice cap, the polar ice cap, this year versus 10 years ago versus 20 years ago.
Wait a minute, 20 years ago, 20 years ago, if you bought Time or Newsweek, they both had cover stories on global cooling, how everything was, we're all going to freeze to death.
You know, you can laugh about it all you want, but in Norfolk, the military has to prepare. They already have the seas rising. They're already raising all the docks. Manhattan got far worse in Hurricane Sandy, Superstorm Sandy, I guess they call it, Tropical Storm Sandy, because the waters are a foot higher. New Orleans has to prepare. Miami has to prepare. Laugh all you want, but this is a very serious problem, and I'm afraid you're going to keep laughing until, the water comes up to your door. Don't you live in Manhattan?
Hey, I would love to be on the water.
You got whole nations disappearing.
What nation disappeared?
That are worried about disappearing. Places like Vanuatu that are atolls.
I've been wondering why I haven't seen anybody from Vanuatu lately.
There you go.
There's no such country. You made that up.
Vanuatu.
Okay, so those six guys are lost. We'll live with that.
Well, also, anyone who lives, Florida is used to be considered an important state for some of us. And a lot of it is very, very low.
All right. Listen, I'm going to read this to you. In 2000, all these same scientists predicted that kids would grow up without snow in the next few years.
What are you talking about?
I can quote it all to you here.
Are you going to find me one crazy scientist? I'm talking about what 99% of the world.
I'm quoting these guys.
Think, not what one crazy person says.
I'm quoting all these guys. It's been 10 years since scientists predicted the end of skiing in Scotland. They also said the Arctic. Here's Al Gore, 2008. The Arctic would be ice-free by now.
It's getting there. Have you seen a picture of the Arctic?
At this rate, by 8 billion years from now, it could be ice-free. Environmentalists predicted the end of spring snowfall in March 2013. Union of Concerned Scientists predicted warmer springs would mean declines in snow cover. That's not true.
It is true. We've had the warmest. First of all, this is worldwide. Okay, you can't just look at what's happening in the United States. We had the hottest year in the world ever last year.
I hate to bring this up. Don't get mad. But it was also the case on Jupiter, Pluto, Mars, and Venus, which indicates it's just a solar pattern, not man-made.
It's not true. Tell me, where are you getting this? Who says it's on Jupiter or Mars? Do they have the hottest years ever?
Yeah, every one of those scientists. Hey, the other thing, you brought up Hurricane Sandy and all. Whenever anybody says, the worst ever, you always check and you find out there was a worse hurricane, worse flooding 100 years ago.
Well, I didn't say it was the worst hurricane. I said it was a lot worse than it would have been if the sea levels hadn't risen a foot around Manhattan.
So in other words, we had
at least 1 to 4 feet.
But you see, as you say, and as I've looked up and found out, we did have a worse flooding, worse hurricane 100 years ago.
I'm sure we did, but we haven't had.
Well, wow, they got through that climate change back then, and they were just
but
fine.
But we haven't had this much carbon dioxide in the atmosphere in the last 800,000 years. And what that tells you is, number one, this is human-caused, and number two, this is extraordinary. This is absolutely extraordinary. Now, I'm not going to deny to you that millions of years ago, the continents were differently arranged. We were once Pangea. We were once all one, body of land. That's all true. But when no human beings are living there and they don't have beachfront property, and they don't have starving people worried about drought, then we don't have to worry about what happened over millions and billions of years. What's happened is in 100 years, things that we haven't seen on this planet for tens of thousands of years. And that's because of humanity. Do you deny, Mark, that humanity causes climate change?
We don't know that. So
what do you mean we don't know that? Do you believe the Earth is round? At some point you got to trust science.
All right, but do you think President Obama should then, as a result, be arrested as some sort of climate change criminal? You know, yesterday he wanted to go to a party in Connecticut. So he took Air Force One. Not to mention those Air Force cargo planes that had to move those limousines, that motorcade here. He created so much pollution just to go to this party for 20 minutes in Connecticut. Wouldn't that be a crime under climate change?
No, Mark, we're not trying to ban all airplane flights. I fly too, you fly too.
I'm not talking about a plane with 300 passengers in it. I'm talking about one guy going to a party for an hour. burns so much carbon and, I mean, massive jets.
Well,
and
compare that to the blowing up of mountains in West Virginia that's going on right now and causes a lot more damage to our environment and even rain stuff into our rivers. But you folks support that, destroying the Appalachian Mountains and raining arsenic into our rivers. You know, I don't think Air Force One is quite that level of harm.
Well, if it were an important mission, I could see. But to go to a party for 1 hour, and it's not just Air Force One. That C-2 cargo plane has to go first, bring all those limousines and that whole motorcade. It was a tremendous amount of pollution just to go to a party.
And how much did Bush do? Same.
Yeah, no, but what I'm asking you is, don't you think, I mean, what, you want people to try to conserve a little. Is that what your point is in all of this?
Well, certainly we should conserve, but also what we can do is if we would give people the right incentives, then we could make sure that carbon isn't wasted.
Okay, but if you see Al Gore and President Obama yesterday causing more pollution per second just to go to a party, don't you? How could you ask anybody else to?
Tiny, tiny thing compared to just one single coal plant, which would be 1,000 or 10,000, I can't even do the math, times as much as President Obama's plane. But if we change that coal plant and make it into a wind facility, then we can actually make a dramatic impact rather than, you know, the minuscule impact of one plane flight.
Yeah, but it wasn't minuscule. It was a massive amount of pollution. But that wind is fine, but it doesn't really do the trick. It's not enough power. And, you know, it does.
Well, there's wind. There's geothermal. There's solar.
Well, wait.
Can't we all put solar panels on our roofs?
I'll give you a good reason. Solar power has been the next big thing for like the last 50 years. It'll do 10% of your house, but that's about it.
You know, Germany had a whole single day running on solar power, and Germany doesn't quite have the sun of Arizona and Texas and Nevada and a bunch of our desert states.
Yeah, but Germany has a lot of nuclear plants they use. They're building BMWs over there, thank God, and Mercedes and all of that.
And they also have a much greener economy than we have. And we have more sun than they do. We've got large swaths of desert. Most of the problem, frankly, is getting that across the country. That's something that we need to work on. We need to work on our green energy transmission. But why Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, Eastern California aren't entirely on solar energy, you got me. Because they have that heat. It's right there. And we're burning coal and we're causing climate change just to heat up a desert? Or that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, would you like everybody to go out and get a hybrid like a Prius or one of those kind of cars?
I have no problem with a hybrid. I mean,
let me ask you a question. A Prius is a coal-powered car that's run by electricity, which comes from coal. You got to burn coal to get the electricity.
So
you're driving a coal car if you have one of those hybrids.
I want to get off the coal grid. I want to use wind and solar and geothermal. You know, we created solar energy back in the 70s, and instead now the Chinese are doing more on it than we are because, you know, we've basically let it go.
Wait a minute. China is the biggest polluter in the world. You can't even see through the air invasion.
You know why? Because their cities are so clogged with soot and coal dust that they've seen they have to go green.
Okay, but if we listen to you guys, the only thing we'd be allowed to travel on is like a paper airplane or something.
No. Come on.
Wind power.
You can try to demonize us all you want. The answer is climate change is real. I think you've accepted that. It's caused by humans. I think you've accepted
not
that.
Not at all. Not
and
at
President
all.
President Obama says we have to be careful and take precautions.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What's
he said that. He jumped on a 747 jet followed by like three C-2 cargo planes bringing his limousines just to go to a party for 20 minutes in Connecticut. He's the biggest polluter on this earth.
Oh, come on.
Mark Levine.
There's a million times what you're complaining about Obama for.
Hey, Mark Levine, we're out of time. You're a great guest. What's your website?
Go to marklevinetalk.com.
marklevinetalk.com. Thanks for being with us. Always great.
Thank you, Mark.
Great talking to you. More coming up. We'll take your calls in a minute. 800-941-SEAN is the number on the Sean Hannity Show.